It is Monday afternoon, and that means that it is time for Wild Country Connects. Joining us today, Jerry Manor from SECOM Federal Credit Union. Jerry, good day.
Well, good day to you, and it's Memorial Day.
Yes, for a lot of people, kind of the unofficial start to the summer season.
Indeed, it often signifies the start of the season. But before we get to that, just want to take a moment to think about the true meaning of the holiday. You know, Memorial Day, it's a really solemn U.S. federal holiday. It's always observed the last Monday of May and is dedicated to honoring and mourning all American military personnel who died while serving in the armed forces. It's common to confuse it with Veterans Day, but their purposes are distinct. Memorial Day honors specifically those who died in military service. Veterans Day, which is always observed on November 11th, celebrates the service of all U.S. military veterans, both living and deceased. Well, Memorial Day was originally known as Decoration Day, which began in the years following the Civil War, a time for communities to gather and decorate the graves of fallen soldiers with spring flowers and flags. It was first widely established back on May 30, 1868, by a guy named General John Logan of the Grand Army of the Republic. By 1971, it became a federal holiday, always observed the last Monday in May. So again, maybe we should take a moment to remember all who made the ultimate sacrifice in service to our country.
Certainly.
Okay, now on to the start of the summer season. You know, despite high gas prices, you probably noticed them. This weekend was expected to be the big travel weekend. AAA projected that 45 million Americans would be traveling over 50 miles from home this long holiday weekend. So with that in mind, as you look to further holiday and summer traffic and travel, here are some travel scams to avoid. You've probably seen ads online for free vacations, or may have gotten emails, calls, or text messages saying you've won a vacation, even though you had never entered a contest. If you respond to these offers, you'll quickly learn you have to pay some fees and maybe taxes, so-called taxes first. Well, a legitimate company will not ask you to pay for a free prize. So that's a scam. You might get robocalls offering you vacation deals at discounted prices. Robocalls from companies trying to sell you something are illegal unless companies receive written permission directly from you to call you that way. Of course, somebody's breaking the law, so chances are pretty good it's a scam. At the very least, it's a company you don't want to do business with. You know, these days it's easy to connect directly with property owners who advertise their vacation homes online, and those travel sites, of course, Airbnb, VRBO, and so on. Scammers are also trying to get your rental booking. For example, they hijack real rental listings and advertise them as their own. So when you show up for your vacation, yep, other people are already there. You have no place to stay. Your money's gone. Other scammers, well, they don't bother with real rentals. They make up listings. Places don't exist, searching online for rental property's address. Plus, the name of the property owner or rental company listed can help you avoid losing time and money to a rental listing scam. If other ads come up for the same address, it's probably a scam, especially if the ads list a different owner or maybe a rental company name. Check the rental company's website to see if the property is actually listed there, too. If it isn't, probably a scam. So don't sign or pay until you know the terms of the deal and you're sure it's legitimate. Do some research. Look up travel companies, hotel rentals, and agents with the word scam, review, or complaint. See what others say before you commit. Also, check that the address of the property really exists. So again, travel safe out there. Don't lose any money. And again, before I go, another moment to remember the reason for Memorial Day.
Well, again, joining us, Jerry Manor from SECOM Federal Credit Union. Jerry, it is a pleasure on this holiday stateside for you to be able to join us. And a quick reminder, of course, as it is a holiday, your locations, physical locations, are closed for the day.
They are indeed, but we'll be open bright and early tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Well, Jerry, we appreciate your time and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you, my friend.